This is KPLU Online. Thanks very much for listening.
By golly, I think we got it.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with host Marion McPartland. Marion's guest today has been Roger Kellaway. Join us again next time when Marion welcomes another outstanding jazz artist for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beat Studios in New York and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant engineer Tae Kim, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, manufactured in Sacile, Italy, handcrafted by artisans, played in concert halls worldwide. Fazioli Pianos on the web at fazioli.com. Additional support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned, The Art of Jazz, with your host Ken Wiley coming right up next.
This is Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air, inviting you to join me at the Paramount Theater Friday, June 5th. I'll talk about my adventures hosting Fresh Air and play excerpts of some of my most memorable interviews, including some that went so badly I wish I could forget them. Then in the Q&A session, you can give me a taste of my own medicine. Tickets and information are available at kplu.org. I hope to see you Friday, June 5th at the Paramount.
Support for KPLU comes from
Global Washington, saluting Ripple Effect, a Washington State University website committed to making a difference in the lives of families in Malawi, Africa, by giving tangible gifts, including live animals, to help combat poverty. Information at rippleeffect.wsu.edu.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Frank Strozier, Strozier, up first, alto saxophonist, 1960, for VJ Records. Two compositions by him, I Don't Know and Runnin'. Booker Little on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums.
Thank you.
Frank Strozier Quintet, 1960, for VJ Records. Two compositions by him, I Don't Know and Runnin'. Strozier alto saxophone, Booker Little on trumpet, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Seattle University's Leadership Executive MBA program, ranked among executive MBA programs nationwide in the current issue of U.S. News and World Report. Registration for the next info session Tuesday, May 26th by emailing emba@seattleu.edu.
From Frank Strozier now to Bessie Smith, vocalist, with James B. Johnson on piano, 1929 for Columbia. Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams wrote the first, You Don't Understand, and the great Stella Unger and James B. Johnson, the second, Don't Cry, Baby.
Here I am, girls of mine, pleading, but it's all in vain. Here I am, out of line, can't we make it up again? You know, baby, there's no maybe, I love only you. You're the only one, and no one else will do. It makes me forgive when you turn me away, but I know, dear, that you don't understand. Won't you believe anything I say, but I know, dear, that you don't understand. Open up your heart, let me in your heart, I'm pleading. No one else will do, 'cause it's only you I'm needing. My faith you hold, my love in your hand, but I know, dear, that you don't understand. I'm so blue, in despair, 'cause you have turned me down. I don't know if you care, I don't come around. You know, honey, it's so funny when you treat me bad. Won't you hear me pleading, 'cause I'm going mad. It makes me cry when you laugh in my face, but I know, dear, that you don't understand. Now I see why I can't hold first place, 'cause I know, dear, that you don't understand. For your love I've strived, shows I'm alive, I'll bet you. Then you'll forgive, soon you'll forgive, I'll get you. Then you'll see all the things that I've planned, but I know, dear, that you don't understand. If I hurt your feelings, I apologize. You're the only one that I had a lot. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Dry your eyes and let's be sweethearts again. I didn't mean to. Won't you forgive? Won't you forget? To as I ask you to, I'll never let you regret. Just start new. You know I'm sorry, oh so sorry. Don't cry, baby, there's no one but you. Won't you forget? Do as I ask you to. I'll never let you regret. Just start new. You know I'm sorry, oh so sorry. Don't cry, baby, there's no one but you.
Bessie Smith and James B. Johnson, 1929 for Columbia Records. You Don't Understand and Don't Cry Baby, all that stuff from the heart. Jimmy Johnson, excuse me, the pianist there was quite a teacher at the time in Harlem. And one of his great students was Thomas Walder, known the world around as Fats. And there's wonderful stories about Jimmy Johnson and his wife saying, Fats, why don't you go home? Because they, over at the Waller house, they didn't have a piano, so he was there until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. But that's what we get. Hard work, and it does pay off sometime. Bessie Smith, 1929, Jimmy Johnson on piano for Columbia Records. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Rainier Institute and Foundation, announcing Jim Henson's Fantastic World, a retrospective on the life and career of the creator of the Muppets, Fraggle Rock, and more, opening May 23rd at the Experience Music Project Science Fiction Museum and Hall of Fame. Info at empsfm.org.
Bring in Horace Silver now, and an important date for everybody in this band. 1954 for Prestige. It's the Miles Davis Quartet, meaning Miles, trumpet, Horace, piano, Percy Heath, bass, and Art Blakey on drums. We will hear That Old Devil Moon, written by Burton Lane, Four, written by Miles Davis, and also by Davis, Blue Haze, Part 1 and 2. I say Part 1 and 2 because it came out in a 10-inch 78 record, and so what I had to do was flip it over, and sometimes it's a little repeat part. But we will essentially then hear three, That Old Devil Moon, Four, and Blue Haze.
Thank you.
Miles Davis Quartet with Horace Silver on the piano, Miles trumpet, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey, the messenger, clicking beautifully there on the drums. 1954 for Prestige, That Old Devil Moon, 4, and Blue Haze, the first by Burton Lane and the other two by Miles Davis. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the King County Library System, now hosting a new Big Read, featuring Jack London's classic Call of the Wild for grown-ups and Hatchet by Gary Paulson for kids. Excitement and wilderness adventures for the whole community to read, enjoy, share, and discuss. Details at kcls.org.
Now, from Horace Silver with Miles Davis to Paul Specht and his orchestra, 1927 for Columbia Records. Specht played the violin and led the band using his bow as the baton. And the vocalist is Johnny Morris, the band pianist, a fine one by the name of Phil Wall, and a young trumpet player just getting started out by the name of Charlie Spivak. I want to listen because I'm going to lead from Paul Specht to a 1944 date of Charlie Spivak and his orchestra. So here, from 27, Paul Specht and his orchestra.
Heartbeat, singing like a busy
bee. Heartbeat,
rock beat, smoke like a chimney. Heartbeat, burning terribly, nearly makes a furnace out of me. Heartbeat, and I want to mean hot,
hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot.
White heat, that's the way they have got. No, no, no,
please. Heartbeat,
heartbeat, Charleston's doing
it.
Shot beat, black bottom ruined him. Heartbeat, hear him yell, oh, what's so heartbeat?
Everybody dance.
Specht and his orchestra, 1927 for Columbia Records. Hot Feet and Roll Up the Carpets. Vocalist Johnny Morris and piano work by Phil Wall. And the trumpet solo work by Charlie Spivak. And as I said, he was just getting started on his trumpet at that time. And would work with some of the great bands of the 30s. Sometimes soloing, sometimes not. But I brought something of his band in 1944 when he had a great arranger with him by the name of Sonny Burke. This is their little study and nod to the importance of George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. And they issued a little package of RCA Victor 78 records, 10-inch 78 records. That means four sides, four different compositions from Porgy and Bess. Summertime. I Got Plenty of Nothing, Bess, You Is My Woman, and It Ain't Necessarily So. And, of course, the trumpet solo is by Charlie Spivak, and the alto is by Charlie Russo.
Thank you.
Charlie Spivak, his trumpet and his orchestra, 1944, for RCA Victor. And four from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin. Summertime, I Got Plenty of Nuttin', Bess, You Is My Woman. And It Ain't Necessarily So, fine work on alto, beautiful alto sound by Charlie Russo. And arrangements by Sonny Burke for Charlie Spivak, 1944. I'd like to end the Spivak in 1947, but first tell you, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Tenderly, written by Walter Gross. Charlie Spivak, his trumpet, 1947. Tenderly, written by Walter Gross and performed on his trumpet by Charlie Spivak and his orchestra, 1947 for RCA Victor Records. Something. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
just the one that makes a better name for one I used to call my baby doll. It ain't new, it ain't old. If you do what you're told, you'll find the answer if you take a look in Mr. Webster's dictionary book. The word is sugar. I call my baby my sugar. I never may be my sugar, because my sugar is so confectionary funny. He never pleads for my money. All he can give me is honey. He's the best in his line. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any honey to me. They're granulated sugar. I get my taffy from sugar. That's why I'm daffy about sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
Singing for you. I wish I could say she's my mother or my daughter or my grandmother or I don't know, but she's one of my favorite artists. 1940, Commodore Records, and the two S people, Muggsy Spanier playing the cornet and Jess Stacy, her husband, playing the piano. Sugar, written 1926 by Maceo Pinkard. Lyric by Edna Alexander and Sid Mitchell. Muggsy Spanier, Jess Stacy, Lee Wiley, and Sugar. Let's take another two S people. We'll keep Muggsy. and bring in Chicago pianist Joe Sullivan. This band's called the Jungle Kings, Chicago 1928 for Paramount Records. We'll hear, too, Darktown Strutter's Ball, written 1917 by Shelton Brooks, and Friar's Point Shuffle, which was really kind of improvised by the band, and the name came out of the improvised lyric done by Red McKenzie. Spanier plays cornet, Frankie Teschmacher plays clarinet, Mez Mesro tenor, Joe Sullivan piano, Eddie Condon banjo, Jim Lanigan on tuba, Gene Krupa on the drums, and as I said, Red McKenzie doing the singing.
Thank you. double. That is a dance I like. I'm gonna do that dance, and I'm gonna do it all night.
The Jungle Kings, a bunch of kids from Chicago who've been down listening to King Oliver and Louis Armstrong and the bands coming up from New Orleans and developing their own style. Lots of guys hanging out together at after-hours places, having a great time. Joe Sullivan and Muggsy Spanier, the two S people, Joe playing the piano and Muggsy the cornet. Frank Teschmacher, clarinet, Mez Mesro, tenor, Eddie Condon, banjo, Jim Lennigan on tuba, and Gene Krupa playing the drums, clicking along beautifully there. And Red McKenzie, former jockey, not this kind, but the kind we get on a horse. And very popular singer at the time, doing the vocalizing for you from Paramount Records, the Jungle Kings. I want to take Joe Sullivan now, put him in L.A. in 1935 to do a solo piano piece for you. I have this on an English Brunswick. I can't remember what it came out on first. Maybe that. Sullivan wrote it. It's called Minor Mood, and he puts lots of different things. I hear Rachmaninoff and Fats Waller compositions called Zonkey. There's some Chopin in here, and he swings. Joe Sullivan, for you, from me. Thank you. Joe Sullivan, 1935, in Los Angeles for Brunswick, and his composition, Minor Mood, and you heard all that stuff in there, and that hard swing that he did so beautifully. Sullivan, maybe one of the most percussive piano players. Monk's that way, too. That's one of the reasons I like Monk. And there are others, but that's Joe Sullivan, Minor Mood. In 1934 in L.A., but this time for Decca, Joe Sullivan is accompanying Bing Crosby with Bobby Sherwood on guitar. And this is a rare one by Holger Carmichael called Moonburn.
Now if you think that I'm looking somewhat tanner, don't go blaming it on the sun. It's the moonlight and the sweetness in your manner that's making me the healthy one. When the moon hangs low, I begin to glow, and my day has just begun. I'm gonna get a moonburn when I'm with you tonight. So very soon I'll moonburn when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, you know it's gonna warm my heart. I'll get a brand new moonbird with every kiss from you. And if I have my way, get my say, you'll get a moonbird too.
Yes, moonbird, Joe. Sweetly and tenderly. Dream it up, Joe.
When I get you alone with me tonight, so very soon I'll moonburn. When you hold me tight, I'll ask the glowing stars up above me, tell me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, ooh, it'll warm my heart. I'm gonna get me a brand new kind of a moonbird with every kiss I get from you. And if I get my way, get my say, you'll get a moonbird to keep undercover. You'll get a moonbird to.
Bing Crosby, 1935, in Los Angeles for Decca Records, with Joe Sullivan on piano, Bobby Sherwood on guitar, and Hoagy Carmichael's Moonburn. Crosby really had it. I mean, he was just right, and hung with all these guys, and in the spirit of it. I mean, early on with Whiteman's band, and continued on and could sing pop stuff. And I don't know, somebody did a study of him and of the records sold. Millions and millions and millions of records. White Christmas alone, I guess, was one of the big ones, if not still. And Joe Sullivan, as I said, from Chicago. Now, 1940, Sullivan was asked to get a band together and play at the Cafe Society. That's right, it was a ritzy place. Harry Carney, the great Ellington saxophonist said about those places. He said, somebody said, well, what were they like? The places. Carney said, boiled shirts and white ties. That about says it. So Sullivan gathered together all his friends, meaning Ed Anderson, who was terrific here on trumpet, Ed Anderson is, Benny Morton, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Danny Polo, great tenor saxophonist, Sullivan on the piano, Freddie Green, guitar, Henry Turner on string bass, Johnny Wells on the drums, and the vocalist, Joe Turner. Here's Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra. Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra, 1940, for Vocalion Records, and I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Jimmy McHugh wrote the music, Dorothy Fields the lyric, 1928. Ed Anderson, how about that trumpet word there? Benny Morton, trombone. Edmund Hall, clarinet. Danny Polo, tenor. Joe Sullivan, piano. Freddie Green, guitar. Henry Turner, string bass, Johnny Wells on the drums, and Joe Turner out of Kansas City doing the singing for you. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sun Mountain Lodge in Winthrop, offering the Mayflower Package for spring getaways through June 10th. Sun Mountain Lodge features a full-service spa, 360-degree views of the Metau Valley, and a four-diamond restaurant. Information online at sunmountainlodge.com.
I'd like to bring in now Jess Stacy, who was with his wife Lee Wiley and Muggsy Spanier a few tunes back. And for Commodore Records, he did some fine work on his own. Not really totally on his own, but solo piano with Spex Powell doing some fine little drumming for him. And I thought I'd bring, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Old Fashioned Love, written by James B. Johnson. I Ain't Got Nobody by Spencer Williams. Song of the Wanderer by Charlie Daniels. Excuse me, and 2 by Stacy. Blue Fives and Riding Easy. Jeff Stacy at the piano, Spex Powell on the drums. For Commodore Records, 1944. Old Fashioned Love by Jimmy Johnson. I Ain't Got Nobody by Spencer Williams. Song of the Wanderer by Charlie Daniels. And two by Stacy. Blue Fives and Riding Easy. Jeff Stacy right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Cobalt Mortgage. Cobalt Mortgage has partnered with the Rainy Day Foundation to help strengthen communities through home ownership. This partnership will help give new homeowners payment protection in the event of job loss. Information at cobaltmortgage.com or at 877-210-3998.
Now, from Jeff Stacy to bass player Slam Stewart. He's all over the place in the history of this music. And he does something quite interesting, and I don't know that it was first with him. I think it was, but it may not be. Nevertheless, he's a master at it. That is, he plays pizzicato, but he also plays arco, which means the bowing of the instrument. And he hums along with what he's playing in his voice, an octave higher, I think, something like that, a unison line, and it gets a most interesting sound. I brought a town hall concert in 1945, and it consists of Teddy Wilson on piano, Don Byas on tenor sax, and Slam Stewart on bass. Wilson is only on the first one, that's Candy, written in 1944 by Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney and Mac David. And then, for whatever reason, Teddy Wilson gets up and leaves the stage and leaves Don Byas with his tenor and Slam with his string bass, and they do Indiana and I Got Rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Slam Stewart, playing the bass, Teddy Wilson piano, and Don Bias, tenor sax, Town Hall, 1945. Brought out on Commodore Records. They did Candy with Teddy Wilson at the piano. Then he left and left Bias and Stewart to do Back Home Again in Indiana, written by James Hanley and George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Quite something. It's called Warming Up the Crowd. You could hear the guys backstage. We got to follow that. Slam Stewart on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
Well, let's see. Ralph Sutton, his quartet, 1954. Walter Page bass, Cliff Lehman on the drums, Edmund Hall on clarinet, and Sutton at the piano. Many of you have asked for this session, and here it is. The Ralph Sutton Quartet, 1954. Sutton Quartet, 1954, for Commodore Records, meaning Edmund Hall clarinet and Sutton on piano, Walter Page playing bass, and Cliff Lehman on the drums. Oh Baby, written by Cliff Friend and Lou Brown. Dardanella, written by Felix Bernard and Johnny Black. Up Jumped You with Love, written by Thomas Fats Waller. Sweet and Lovely by Charlie Daniels and Harry Tobias. Ain't You Got Music by James P. Johnson. Ralph Sutton Quartet. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Pierce Transit. Reminding parents about Pierce Transit's Summer Youth Pass, which offers kids 18 and younger unlimited rides on Pierce Transit all summer long. One pass takes youth to destinations all over Pierce County. Passes are available now. Details at piercetransit.org.
Well, continuing on with the letter S and the presentation of some members, artists of this art form, Earl Swope now, trombonist. He put together a band in 1945. He chose Shorty Rogers to play the trumpet. Swope, of course, would play the trombone. Emmett Carles, tenor sax. Lenny Tristano, playing the piano. Chubby Jackson bass and Don Lamon on drums. We will hear two versions of T for Two written by Vincent Eumanns. The different versions are simply tempo changes to see how it feels, slower or faster. And then Jack Strachey's beautiful These Foolish Things. Here's Earl Swope. Thank you. Swope, his trombone, his band, 1945, issued by Fontastic. Thanks for them doing that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it. Two versions of T for Two, one a little slower, one a little faster. And Jack Strachey's These Foolish Things. Shorty Rogers, trumpet, Swope, trombone. Emmett Carls, tenor saxophone. Lenny Tristano on piano. Chubby Jackson, bass, Don LeMond, playing the drums. I'd like to stay with Jack Strachey and These Foolish Things and Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, 1936, with Billie Holiday singing it for you. And then another composer whose name starts with S, Al Sherman, who wrote It's Like Reaching for the Moon.
Thank you.
Teddy Wilson and his orchestra and his piano and his vocalist Billie Holiday. Jack Strachey's These Foolish Things and lyric by Holt Marvel. It's Like Reaching for the Moon, music by Al Sherman, lyric by Al Lewis. Jonah Jones playing the trumpet there. Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone. Harry Carney, baritone saxophone. Wilson at the piano. Lawrence Lucy on guitar. John Kirby, bass. Cozy Cole, drums. And as I said, Miss Holiday. Billie Holiday doing the singing for you. For Brunswick Records, 1936. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
DHS, Digestive Health Specialists, has locations in Pierce and South King County, including a new location opening soon on Puyallup South Hill, providing medical services for all GI-related illnesses, including hemorrhoid banding and colon cancer screening. Information at DHSGI.com.
I'd like to go now to the Kenny Clark, Francie Bolan Big Band, recording in Cologne, 1963 for Atlantic Records. And the S People. In the first composition written by Bolan and arranged for him, Sahib Shahab plays the flute and Idris Suleiman plays the trumpet. Billy Mitchell plays the tenor saxophone. And in the second, written by Kenny Clark, it's called Sonar. Bolan arranged it. The soloist Ronnie Scott playing the tenor saxophone solo, Suleiman the trumpet, Mitchell the tenor, and Benny Bailey on trumpet. Here for your enjoyment from 1963 in Cologne is the Kenny Clark on drums, Francie Bolan on piano, big band. Thank you. The Kenny Clark Francie Bolin Big Band, recorded in Cologne, 1963, and issued by Atlantic Records. First up, Long Note Blues, written by Bolin, arranged by him. Sahib Shahab, flute solo. Billy Mitchell, tenor saxophone solo. Idris Suleiman, trumpet solo. Then Sonar, written by Kenny Clark, the drummer, and arranged by Bolin, with Ronnie Scott as a tenor sax soloist, Suleiman again, excuse me, on trumpet, Mitchell, Billy Mitchell on tenor, and Benny Bailey on the trumpet. I'd like to go out today with some ragtime, some piano rolls of the music of, I get my notes here, which one did I bring? Oh, yes, James Scott, one of the great composers of ragtime. two piano rolls of the ragtime piano music of James Scott. We heard Frog Legs Rag from 1906 and Grace and Beauty from 1909. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken, for another great afternoon of jazz. And I've got a great evening of blues planned right after Stardate.
Stardate, May 24th. Ancient sky watchers gave the constellation Ophiuchus a delicate job. He's the serpent bearer, a man whose healing powers reminded people of a snake, which renews itself every year when it sheds its skin. But those same sky watchers made sure he was well prepared for the job. His left hand is represented by not one star, but two. Those stars are in good view in the eastern sky at nightfall, a couple of hand widths above the horizon. Neither one is all that bright on its own, but together they make a nice sight.